Okay, today's daf is Bechoros daf Lamed Beis, and we are up to my Brisa, about 12 lines up, 15 lines up from the bottom on Lamed Aleph Amid Beis. We have just been discussing a story. Rav Sheshes had come up with a chiddush that there was a Brisa that was difficult to understand, and Rabbi Sheshes said, "Oh, I got the answer from another Brisa." Right, or the, and I wasn't sure, or actually the Mishnah. Right, what does the Mishnah mean? Oh, I got a pshat, I slept on it, and I figured it out from the Brisa. So we'll talk about which Brisa he figured it out from. But either way, he sent his Talmud Rav Edi to the Beis Medrash. Rav Edi said it over, not in his name, and Rav Sheshes got very upset. So Gemara says, why do you get so upset for? You know, the Marsha says in Yevamos, yes, there's an idea of halakha b'shem umro, but, you know, it seems like Rav Sheshes was personally hurt. It wasn't just something that everybody should have done. So the Gemara explains, because when a Talmud Chacham has something said in his name after he has already left this world, it's as if he's still alive. Sifsos of Dovavos Bekever, it's as if his lips are still moving. Beautiful idea. That person, right, and just like the Marshal's given, just like if you touch a bunch of soft grapes, they ooze out with wine, with grape juice. So to a Talmud Chacham, once a person says a Davar Shmuel Mipiv, his lips are Dovavos Bekever. So we said yesterday, interesting discussion in the Sechemed about a couple of issues. Number one, what if you have an anonymous sefer and you quote the anonymous sefer? Is that still sifsosa dovos bekever if nobody knows who's talking? Number one. Number two, the other point we mentioned, on this again on page 289 in volume 1, Marechas Aleph, what happens if you come up with your own chiddush, and then after you come up with your own chiddush and you work hard, you find it in another sefer? Do you have to quote that other sefer to be Yotzi the Davar B'Shem Amro? So he quotes, you could be Yotzi both. You could write your whole Chiddush, and in the last line, the Minhag Olam is in the last line of the paragraph, oh, Baruch Hashem, I was also Zochet to find this in such and such a Sefer, and in that way one could be Yotzi both. But then he says, he has two columns, U'mitzvah lahavi min ahedyot, es hasher ra'isi l'shnei sarei Yisrael ha'go'onim ha'adirim. I want to quote to you what I found in the name of two great rabbis, Noda B'Yehuda, Umar Brei Marshal. Asher dibru b'katsham musar haskel v'tochachas megula alzeh. I'm going to quote you from the Noda B'Yehuda, and maybe this means his son. Halohim k'suvim b'sefer avat zion. Yeah. Bedrosh tes. He quotes from the Noda B'Yehuda and his family. He says that one has to be very careful when they say over divrei Torah not to take credit where they are taking something from another Talmud Chacham. He says, and that is a unique type of Avera that isn't like other Averas that a Talmud Chacham does. There are two types of sins that anybody could do, but specifically a Talmud Chacham. Number one, Aleph, Sha'achataim Shebaim Achbas Taibas Gufaniot. Like any Averas, because of the Eight Sahara, could go on Gezel, Arayas, Machalas, Asuros, Chil, Shabbos, Yontif, Chadome, Ubozeu, Shavala, Chol, Nefesh, Adam, Shemazut, Shuva, Mochlon, Lahem. And you do tshuva, okay? Like anybody does any aveiros. But then there's another type of aveira. B'michshol asher i'efshar la'am ha'aretz lehikashal bo. But then there's a unique type of Talmud Chacham aveira. What's that? Something having to do with his Torah. And that's something that a chote al yidei limudo v'ha'aveira ba'alo b'sibas limudo. Where it's something inherent in the limud itself. So he says, I'll give you a mashal. He quotes from, I don't know if he quotes this from the Sefer Yikarim, but the Sefer Yikarim says it, and others say it also, the difference between Shaul's sins and David's sins. The Gemara already says, and is bothered, why is it that Shaul HaMelech did a couple of sins? He didn't wipe out Amalek, he didn't wait for Shmuel for the week until he said, wait for me and I'll come back and you'll give Karbanis, and the Malchus was taken away from him. While David HaMelech, you know, Bathsheba and others, and yet his Malchus stayed. Which was more egregious? Which was worse? Okay, there could be a discussion, but why was it so obvious that Shaul HaMelech was going to lose his Malchus while David HaMelech did not? David HaMelech was punished. The whole Shmuel Beis is all about the punishments of David HaMelech. But why is it that Shaul lost his Malchus while David did not? So explains the Sefer Yikarim with two different types of sins. Shaul and David both sinned. But David sinned. He had personal sins. Yitzhara, we all have sins. Obviously, David was on a different level and we can't even fathom his sins. But the way the Torah Shebech, the Navi Shebech Sav says it, you know, we're supposed to understand somewhat that there was certain types of chataim there. But those are personal. Shaul's sins had to do with his being a melech. had to do with listening to the Am and not ruling over the Am like a successful Melech could be. That's why Shaul lost the Malchus, because his sins had to do with his being a Melech. Says, that's a mushal. Says the Steich Hemed, quoting the Avatzion, that maybe that's the difference between these two types of sins of a Talmud Chacham. If a Talmud Chacham just sins Stam, okay. But if he dafka takes somebody else's Torah and is mislabish betal she'enu shelo, he says that's a sin in his Torah, in his Talmud Chachamness, and that is a much worse sin. Kein adaver b'shnei ofanim she'efshal Talmud Chacham likashal shim nechshal machmas taiva gufanit hayukashar kol adam b'shava rafalo avolim chata machmas limuto hanizkar la'el azay avono lo b'mheira nimchak dome lechata social shal hamelach. So he talks about wanting to be very careful not to plagiarize anybody else's Torah. So he says, Yesh Adam, the Yesh Kof, Sherotzeh L'damos L'Adam. And there's a person and there's an animal that wants to look like an animal. Who Adam Belial, Misad HaKlipa, he talks about this more. And then he says, let me give advice for anybody who wants to make sure that their Torah is not plagiarized. You know, first he was talking about the one with the plagiarizer. So he says, let me give an advice, and that is, write a sefer. So he says, if you give a shiur, obviously somebody's not going to quote the rabbi's Torah that he said in shul without quoting his name. Everybody would find out about it. So what? Everybody quotes the rabbi from like three towns over. So you could quote that Torah. He says, but how do you prevent it? So he says, Misha batuach, shedivre chidusha betorah, heimadach limud ha'amiti, umefarsemes chidusha betfus, osa shtei tovos. If you write it down and you publish it, you're doing two good things. Number one, Schus HaRabim. Sha'idei she'yomru dvara b'shmo mivim geula la'olam. Everybody knows who to quote now. You may be geula. Number two, she'notel deles b'fnei ose avla. Sh'lo ye'kolecha ve'echad holech v'tokei petaliso sh'chaveiro v'yomer ani ose izi advar misichli. V'yata aleichem alomdim sh'adayin heim b'shnei nu'urim asim, he's saying this to his talmidim, asim p'ra l'vakesh b'kem sh'lo tachshilu chasushalom b'avon ze v'chulu. A whole long piece here related to that Aveira. Okay, that is just a Hosafa on the discussion of yesterday about saying something Mishmo and saying something that is not exactly yours. There's an interesting also, not going to go through the sources now, but the halacha of Omer Dabar B'Shem Amro, do you have to say the entire line? Let's say there were six people. I heard in the name of this, in the name of this, in the name of this, in the name of, like, can you just like say the source? I heard in the name of this rabbi, or do you have to say I heard in the name of so and so, the name of so and so, in the name of? So that's also a discussion. The Gemara goes through the whole line sometimes, right? You have three lines. Right, so the Gemara goes straight through it. But anyway, that is also a discussion in the poskim. Okay, that's the Agadah for today, or the Hashkafa. My Brisa. So now we're up to 15 lines up for the bottom. What is the Brisa? So today, a lot of today's daf is all about Limudim. All about Limudim related to the halacha that is discussed in the Mishnah about the Isser of selling Bechor and Meiser in the normal way. So that is basically the chunk of today's discussion, as we'll get into more of the details as we continue. So my Brisa, what's the Brisa that Rav Sheshes knew that helped him understand the Mishnah, that what is the case under discussion? The case is of Yesomim. Right, that's what Rav Sheshes had said. It's a case of Meiser Behema of Yesomim, where we are more makel, because we're obviously talking about animals of orphans. So my Brisa, what Brisa are we talking about? The Tanya. Because the Brisa says, Meiser Behema Shah Yesomim Mochrenoso. Meiser Behema of Yesomim, one is allowed to sell. Meiser Behema. Umeiser Behema sheshachtu, and Meiser Behema that was shechted, mavlio ba'oro b'chelbo uvegido uvekarnov. And Meiser Behema that was shechted. So then, what are you allowed to do? You're not allowed to sell the meat, because the meat is what's aser. So you could be mavlia it. You could swallow up the price of the meat in when you sell the skin, the fats, the sinews, and the horns. Meaning, those are items that are not edible. Those are you're allowed to sell. So you're allowed to sell it and include in the price the basar which you're giving in along the way. Right, so that's havla, which we'll talk more about the Hashem soon. So my kama, ask the Gemara, what does this brisa mean? The first line of the brisa sounds like you can sell something normally. Mochrenoso. The next line of the brisa says, no, you have to do this trick. this trick that's kosher, but this trick of selling something bahavla'a while it's included in the price. So Amar Abaya Hachikam, right? Now, this is what the Braisa means, says Abaya. Meiser behemashel yisomim mochr noso behavla'a. Really, it's one big statement. Meiser is behema of yisomim, meaning a father had animals, and then he died, and he left all of his animals for his orphans, and now Bezdin or an apotropos is dealing with the animals of yisomim, so they have certain kulis that don't apply to others, and Bezdin is going to sell it on their behalf, behavla'a. In havla'a, meaning not selling it for a specific price, I'm going to sell this animal for this price, because that would be a sale. But if I sell other things, and I just throw this in the middle, so then that is not nikar. Says the Gemara, Michlal de Gadob Havla lo, only Havla is mutter, Havla is only mutter for Yesomim. It's not mutter for others, for a Gadol, they can't sell a Meiser Behemah Havla. But why not? Maishna mehaditzan. What about the Mishnah in Sukkah? The Mishnah tells us what happens if it's Shemitah year. Halokeach lula mechaber b'shviyas. Somebody is buying their set of dalan minim from their friend during Shemitah. The problem is esrog, right? You're not allowed to do business with peirush shviyas. So if you buy an esrog, so that's the isser schora, like we mentioned a couple of days ago, the Ramban's assay of la'achla v'lo l'schora. And Rashi notes, importantly, in the middle of Rashi Halokeach, the esrog ain't a rashi likach b'shviyas. Avogav de chanta b'shishis. Even though it blossomed in the sixth year, you're not allowed to buy it in the seventh year. Mishum de esrog baser lakita azlinan. Because esrog goes after when it was gathered, which means a lot of times it's the problem is the year after Shemitah. Because you go after lakita. Uperish shviyas, so therefore it's perish shviyas being mosrin. And also, not only is it an issue of schora, but like the Gemara says there in Sukkah, you're not allowed to give demay perish shviyas to an amaretz. If an amaretz is selling you the fruit, and then you're going to give him the money is nitfas b'kdusha also. And therefore, you're worried that he's going to keep it after the zman of biur. Either way, it's a problem. So what do you do? So if somebody's buying a set of dalan minim from his friend during Shemitah, no sin lo esrog b'matana. So you ask him to give you the esrog as a present. Lafisha in a rasha l'loka b'shviyas. Because you cannot buy it during Shemitah. V'yavina ba'al arvatsi l'matana mai. And the Gemara there says, what if he doesn't want to? He doesn't want to give you the present. He worked hard for this esrog. So if Yom Rav Huna says, Mavliya lo demei esrog belulav. You can be Mavliya. I'll pay you this amount of money for the lulav. And basically you pay him more for the lulav. And then he'll throw the esrog in under the table. And nobody won't be nikar. It'll be bahavla. And therefore that's not called buying the esrog. And that's not called demei peros shvius, right? It'll be all for the lulav and the others. So havla works over there to get out of the shmita problem. So why doesn't it work over here to get out of the meisa problem? Problem?
The lulav goes by chanata.
Ah, so good question by lulav. The Rishonim discussed there about what about lulavs? Let's say a lulav. There's some mitzius that the lulav is not a problem. Whether it goes by chanata or we're talking about it goes by. Right, for the previous year, right, so you have to say there's no problem by the lulav. So says the Gemara, what's the difference between meiser and lulav? Hasam lo mucha chamilsa. By lulav, it's not as clear that you're adding on to the price. You can have expensive lulavs. So therefore, you pay for the lulav, okay, no, it's not so clear that you're also getting the esrog. Hacha mucha chamilsa. But by the meiser case, it's clear. How much money are you going to pay for a bunch of the horns and the other items? What are the other items that we mentioned? The gidim, the chalev. How much more are you gonna pay for it? So therefore, if you pay a lot for it, so it's clear that it is for the basar as well. So that's why you cannot use this trick for meiser. Okay, that's the chilek between Shemitah and meiser. So havla comes up right here in two cases. You have it by meiser, where it's not allowed to be used because it's a trick and it's too much nikar. You have it by Shemitah, where it can be used, where you pay for the esrog and the lulav. Doesn't have kedushas for the previous year, and you have it also by, maybe the most common place to have it is Schar Shabbos. There is an Issa Durabanan, where Chazal assured my getting any money for work that I do on Shabbos. The Shvir Shabbos says, this is in the new Shvir Shabbos, in Chelek Simon Perachavches, Chazal assured Schar Shabbos, Dehainu, Kabbalah Schar, Tumuras Avodah Hanas, is B'Shabbos. You're not allowed to get schar from work that you do on Shabbos. Gamim ain kol iser be'etzem asiyas avoda. Even though you're not violating anything. You're not doing anything. You're babysitting. What if somebody's babysitting on Shabbos? And if they only babysit for me on Shabbos, I'm going to pay them after Shabbos. It's also d'rabanan. Gzeir mishem mekach u'memkar. That's included in mekach u'memkar. The iser is on the mekabel. That's the iser of schar Shabbos. Even though the nosid is also violates lifnei iver. Lefteiver, Visur, Drabanan are also usher. So how do you get out of the problem? Let's say you want to have a babysitter. Let's say you want to pay a balkore. Let's say we'll get to balkore, but any of the other types of items. So there are two issues. So one is easy, is if you do use havla. Schar Shabbos also who zeh hamishtalim binifrad, but avur sheirus shenitan b'Shabbos, or afilu mishalim yachad, but you get paid per, this is for this day, this is for that day, this is for that day. Aval mutar lakalim lakabel tashlum b'avur avoda, shenasta b'meshech tukufa misuyemes. But if you're getting paid for something done for a period of time, for a week, for a month, or even if not, you're getting paid for these five times that the babysitter came, or you're getting paid for work that was done not only on Shabbos. For example, you pay a caterer on Shabbos for the setup, for the cleanup, for the preparation of the food. You pay a balkore for the preparation time that he puts in into laning. So it's a problem if he's a perfect balkore and he never prepares beforehand, so you got to, so only on Friday night, so maybe that's more of an issue. So he should make sure to at least look at it a little bit before Shabbos. Either way, that is havla. Schar Shabbos b'havla is not a problem. Lefichach shomer taf more prati okol. Let's say somebody's a youth director, right? Anything that might come up on Shabbos that is a problem, as unless they work also not on Shabbos, and I pay them one lump sum, even if I'm paying them by the hour. And I'm giving them more because of the hours on Shabbos. Still, as long as it's one lump sum payment that you don't designate and specify, it is okay. There is a separate machlokas aposkim. This, of course, is in Sifayin Dalid. Im shayach iser schar Shabbos gam l'dabi dvar mitzvah. Right? Maybe the whole iser schar Shabbos was never nigzar for divrei mitzvah. Okay, you can stretch it. Ah, babysitting, because I want to take a walk with my wife, and that's a mitzvah. No, that's not a mamish. Right, but what if it's a mitzvah? What if you're blowing shofar? What about Baal Toket? What about Baal Kriya? So there are some poskim that say there was never a gzeir of Schar Shabbos there, by mitzvahs. A chazen. Avol gam l'dasa mikilim. But still, even according to those who are mekel, the Shulchan Aruch says, ein roa simin bracha. So therefore, one should really only rely on havla'ah, and getting paid for something done before Shabbos. Also important, what about a doctor working on Shabbos accepting payment from the insurance company, and they pay specifically for every tipul. So maybe do you have kulas there? So again, that is an important discussion. Look here in the Shmir Shabbos, talks all about it. Does it apply to Shabbos from a guy is also a problem, yeah. Yeah, I don't think there's any difference. I think he says it beferish. What? Yisro l'kabos chashavas bein miyudi bein minachri. Says right here. Right, you could do halah. Yeah, it's not going to be worse than a Jew. It's not going to be more chamor. But the schar Shabbos is from either one because the Yisro is on the Makabel. This is on the Makabel. Okay. Let us continue. So anyway, that's where havla comes up. So the Argamar said havla will not work for Meiser, even though it will work for other cases. So Amar Rava, so back to the first line, wide line. M.K., if it's true that this brisa that we just quoted is really talking about one big case, Meiser Behema of Yisomim can be sold b'havla, so then Meiser Behema trades Zimni Lominally. So why does the brisa have two words, Meiser Behema, in it? It sounds like it's talking about two different cases. Right? The brisa says, if you look right when we started today, my brisa, Meiser Behema of Yisomim can be sold, Meiser Behema that you shechted, you can be Mavliya. Sounds like it's two different things. What does it say it twice for? So Elam Rava Achikamar. So Rava argues on Abaya. Abaya was number one shot of the Brisa. So now we have Ella Amar Rava, a second shot of the Brisa. Hachi Ka'amar, Meiser Behema Shel Yisomim, Mocher Noso, Kedarko. Meiser Behema of Yisomim could be Kedarko. They could be sold. Umeiser Behema de Gadol, Sheshachtu, and Meiser Behema of a Gadol, once it shechted, Mavlio, Ba'oro, Bechelbo, Begido, Bekarnov. There are kulas after it shechted, as we'll talk about in a second. But that's Rava. Either way, this is the brisa that Rav Sheshes found to explain why there are kulas by Meiser Behema of Yisomim. But now we're just going into this in more detail. So Amar Rava Minamina. Rava says, how do I know this? How do I know what? How do I know that after Shechita, one is going to have more kulas, meaning Meiser Behemov, Yesomim, you can sell right away. Meiser Behemov, everybody else, after Shechita, then you could sell it. Where do we know that from? So Rava says, Dichsiv, because the Pasuk says, V'hayahu usmura so yekodesh lo yigael. By Meiser Behema, it puts together Meiser Behema with the Isser of Tmura, the Isser of substituting an animal. So V'hayahu usmura so yekodesh, it will be kodesh, and lo yigael. And Meiser cannot be nigal, which we're translating now as cannot be sold. We'll talk more about it on the daf. So we darshan, we compare tamura to Meiser. Emasai oset tamura. When is there an isser and a possibility of creating tamura? Mechayim. When is the animal's alive? Emasai no nigal. When is there an isser of geula for the Meiser animal? Mechayim. So we darshan that comparison. Halachar shchita nigal. On a daraisa level, Meiser behema can be sold after it's shechted. V'rabbanan de gazru l'achar shechita to lefnei shechita. And the Rabbanan were gozer selling a Meiser behema animal after shechita because you might come to sell before shechita. But they limited the gzera. Davar hanisho mechayim gazer Rabbanan. Something that is evaluated when it is alive. Gazer Rabbanan l'achar shechita atu lefnei shechita. Meaning the meat. You sell meat, and therefore that's what they would go there after Shechita. And therefore, if you want to sell it after Shechita, you got to do it b'havla'a. Davar she'eino nisho mechayim lo gazer rabbanan, but something that is not nisho mechayim, meaning all the other parts of the animal are not edible, or rabbanan were not gozer by, ubiyas miyukmo rabbanan ad oraisa. And for Yisomin, the rabbanan were mokim it on the din da oraisa, that there is no problem la'achar Shechita to take care of, to sell the animals. Right? That's what he says. Of Yisomin, you can sell kedarko. What is that talking about? La'achar Shechita. La'achar Shechita, you can sell it kedarko, says Rava. Okay, so Rava's chiddush is the Isser Mechira of a behema, of Meiser behema. It says lo yigael. In Parshas Mechukosai, Isser da'oraisa only while the animal's alive. Meiser behema. After the animal is shechted, then you can sell it. Lo yigael, because of the comparison to Tzmura. Fine. So if you have Rav Shmuel bar Rav Yitzchak, Rav Shmuel bar Rav Yitzchak also holds of this din of Rava, that, as Rashi paraphrases on the fourth line, de meiser la'achar shechita da'oraisa sherei limkar. That after shechita is muta da'oraisa, midra abanan, it will go there by the basar, because atu lefnei shechita. But that's it, Rava's shechita. Where do we see that? Amar Rav Shmuel bar Rav Yitzchak. Minayin. L'meiser behema shel yisomim shemokrim oso kedarko. How do we know that meiser behema of yisomim you could sell? Shene'emar rak b'chol avas nafshecha tizbach v'yachalta basar. With whatever your heart desires, you could shecht and eat. You see the aleph and the shita? You gotta do the end of the pasuk to understand the drasha. Kibirchas Hashem alokecha asher nasan lach. Like Hashem blesses you with. That's the end of the pasuk. Ezehu davar she'ein bo bracha mechayim. El alachar shechita. What's an item that you only have bracha from it? You're only going to get hana from it after it's shechted. It says, tizbach v'yachalta kebirchas v'chulu. So what item do you only have bracha hana from after it's shechted? The omer is a meiser behema. That's meiser behema. That's another allusion to the fact that the iser mechira by meiser behema is only mechayim, but not la'achar misa. Period. Ibai lahu. One other question before we get into the makoros of the day. Ibai lahu. Maulav lio batsamos. We said havla could work by the other parts of the animal. The sinews, the horns, the chelev, and the or. What about bones? Would that work? So, says the Gemara, Rabbi Chiya, Rabbi Shimon Barebi, Chad Amar Mavlio, V'chad Amar Ein Mavlio. Machlokes, Velo Pligi, Chad Habedaka Abagasa. When we're talking about bones of a behema gasa, those are usable. Those can be used, Rashi says, for handles of Kalim. So therefore, those are significant that they can be Mavlia, within the price of them. But not for a daka. Or others say they're both talking about a gasa, Velo Pligi, Mar Ki Asrei, Umar Ki Asrei. Depending on the place where they were. The chiddush being that this whole Isser Drabanan is an issue of, you know, it's dependent on place. It's dependent on place where you are. So on the Rashi's Bikurim, he mentions, he says, L'chora, he says, what's really the difference between bones and the other parts of the animal? They're both not really edible. They're both used on a basic level. So atzamos are just not used less. So why are they worse? So he explains the Yesh Lomar Kfima Darmina B'Shabbos. The Gemara says in Meshechah Shabbos, if you remember, after motzi kli shir, have a motzi chati shir bekli, hakli batel lagabe chati shir. Let's say I carry a place without an eruv. I carry something out in a cup. So the halacha is I'm only chayiv for what's in the cup. The cup is batel to what's in the cup. Batel, the cup is just I'm using the cup to carry what's inside. So let's say there's only a chati shir of an item. We know half of Hilt Mesecha Shabbos is about the Melacha of Hotsa'ah, about what the shiurim are for every item carrying out. So what if I carry out only a chatzi shiur of an item, and it's in a cup? So the Mishnah there says that I'm not chayav a karban, because the cup is batel, it's batel to the item, and the item is chatzi shiur. It's also darai, so we pask it, but it's batel. Mikol makom, but what happens if I carry out a kli and I say I'm carrying air? So am I going to be able to say that the kli is batel? B'kli shekalt a reyach, or a scent. I take a kli into the kitchen, Shabbos, Erev Shabbos. Oh, it smells like Shabbos. And I carry that out on Shabbos. I'm carrying out Erev Shabbos scent. Says, no. Kivan she'ein sham mamashes klal, yef sheshet is batel. If it doesn't, it's not significant at all. You can't think something is batel to it. Okay, if you have something in there, even if it's a chazi shir, it can be batel to it. But here you can't. So va'afkan nehi de batel l'shavya mu'etes. Fine, it can be batel. You could do havla to skins and chaylev and karnos. Become makom ba'atzamos shebet shavya klal. Can the mevor bevir shrashi kan? As Rashi says, efra she is batel v'lo nechshav havla. So he says, yeah. A little bit significant and not significant are a difference, just like chatzi shir and air. Okay. That's a mashal. That's somebody who has shas on his fingertips right there. Quoting from the Maseches Shabbos back to Maseches Bechoros. Okay, period. We continue now. Gufa. So from here on in, we have sources for the following halacha. The Braisa quotes, Bibachar hu omer, lo tifteh is the pasuk. By bechor it says, a bechor cannot be redeemed. V'nimkar, but a bechor can be sold. Bechor can be sold once in the Bizman and Mikdash, once it gets a mum. It can be sold. Right? It can't be redeemed originally, but once it can be sold. B'maiser ne'amar lo yigael ve'eno nimkar. Maiser is one step more chamor. Maiser cannot be redeemed and cannot be sold. Lo chai, lo shachut. Velo tam, velo balmum. Maaser cannot be sold at all. Tam, balmum, chay or shachut. So we had a discussion of Rava, the Raisa, the Rabbanan, but that is the law. Minani mili. So that's what we're going to spend time right now. What is the source for this halacha that Maaser is totally off limits? Totally off limits. Just even before we get into that, there's something in the Rambam that I saw. I don't know if this appears anywhere else. I didn't get to do the research totally. But the Rambam, as we know, at the beginning of every set of halachos, he has a koteret, and he lists off the mitzvahs that he's going to discuss in the set of halachos. So the beginning of Hilchos Bechoros, which is what we're talking about here, he says there are five mitzvahs that I'm going to talk about here. Two asays and three los asays. The asays are lahafrish bechoros, to be mafrish, right, bechor, behema tahora. Number two, shelo yochal bechor tam chutzli rishalayim. In Isser to eating a Bechor Tam outside, because Bechor Tam has the status of Kutche Kalim. You have to eat in Rishalayim, Isser. Number three, Shalo Yifteh HaBechor, Isser Daraisa. We just mentioned, you can't be Podeh HaBechor. Number four, LaHafrish Meiser Behema. And number five, Shalo Yigael Meiser Behema, which includes even selling. Fine. And then the Rambam adds in a sentence. He never adds in sentences over here. He might describe, the mitzvahs. Before the halacha starts, the Rambam says, by the way, the kilalti ha-maiser im ha-bechor. You should know, I put all the halachas of maiser behema in Hilchos Bechoros. Lefisha maiser shnehem echad. Because they're similar. He said, he didn't say, and Rav Yehuda Nasi did the same thing, right? He put it at the last paragraph of Bechoros, but he says, lamdis. He says, conceptually, they're similar. V'ha-kasuv kilalo imo. And the pasuk put them together. Shneemar ves damam tizrok. Kach lamdu mipi ha-shmua shezeh da-maiser v'dam bechor. Wow. Right, he has this extra line of explanation why he put this set of halachas with Bechor, because they're conceptually connected. So the Rambam has that extra line in Hilchos Bechoros. Okay, One. The other point to mention before we start these limudim is the Sefer HaChinuch. The Sefer HaChinuch has, counts this as the Rambam does, as a separate Isser D'Oraisa in Parshas Korach, Shin Tzadik Gimel, the Isser of redeeming a Bechor Behema Tahora. Right, we're going to talk about Bechor now and Meiser. So the Chinuch says, Shalom Nifta Bechor Behema Tahora. You're not allowed to redeem a Bechor Behema Tahora. What do you need a separate Isser for? What about a regular carbon? A regular carbon that's a Tam. Not allowed to redeem that either. Right, kachi, if it's kachi aguf. So says the Chinuch, interestingly, Ula yale al daitenu liftos gamkin b'char behemet tahora b'behem acheres. You might have thought that this one you're allowed to. Why? Al kain ba'asanu hamania bazeh shlo nifta, I'm sorry, shatora tzifta liftos petar chamor. Ula yale al daitenu liftos gamkin b'char behemet tahora b'behem acheres. Because you have another b'char that is redeemed. So that's why you might have thought by this animal you should or could redeem it. That's why you need a separate Isser D'Oraisa to say you can't redeem a Bechor Behema Tahora. Al-Kaid Bo'asanu Hamaniya Bazeb Shalo Nifta Oso La'olam V'yafilo Avaru Padahu Eno Padui. Even if you try to do it, it doesn't work. And they quote in the dinim of the mitzvah, a Bechor Kemoshe in Podin Oso Kach Ein HaKoin Yachol Mochro Ba'odo Tam. A Bechor, while it is a Tam, you can't be redeemed and can't be sold. Tekivat shu'omi l'karbon, ein l'koin z'chus bo l'machro. Bizman hazeh, she'ein bayis, ho'o v'la'achi l'omeid, harizem muta l'machro. V'yav ha'bishu tamim bein l'koin melisrael, ad kan. Bizman ha'mikdash, a Bechor cannot, a bon Tam, a Bechor cannot be sold, can be redeemed or sold. Bizman hazeh, it can be sold because we're not going to eat it anyway. But that is by a Bechor. Bechor ba'mum, the coin can sell whenever he wants. Because it's kechulin gemurin, as we'll see, Be'ez Hashem, at the end of today's daf. But Meiser is one step more chamor. Because Meiser says the lashon of lo yiga'el, which is a more inclusive lashon, as we were about to see. Okay, so here we go. Says the Gemara, so, minani mili, how do I know this halacha? How do I know that Meiser cannot be sold? That the phrase lo yiga'el, that it says by Meiser, includes that it can't be redeemed and it can't be sold. So, number one try. We're going to have, keep in mind, three tries. Three sources. Number one is right here. Number one is right here. Number two is four lines from the bottom. So that's where number two is going to be. This is all going to be number one. Amarav chinina amarav v'chein amarav dimi amarav yochanan. We just brought the Geula, maybe Geula Olam, right? We had yesterday. Nemar lo yigael b'maiser, v'nemar lo yigael b'charamim. It says lo yigael when it comes to maiser, and it uses the same word lo yigael by charamim. Oh, I don't know if we've ever talked about charamim. Charamim is a topic of Maseches Erechin, which is the next Masechta. Charamim is, it's a different vehicle to be makdir something. I could be makdir something by saying it goes to Hektish. I could also say it should be a Cherem. There are two types of Charamim, which we'll talk about if there's time. There's a Cherem that I could be makdir something to Bedek Habayis through the language of Cherem, Cherem LeBedek Habayis, or it could be a Cherem LeKohanim. I could give it to the Kohanim. I want to give something extra to the Kohanim. I want to give this table to the Kohen. Right, charamim to a kohen, and it goes to the kohenim. Then there's a machlokas in the Mishnah. Is there? What if I just say cherem? Is stam cherem lebet like a bias or stam cherem lekohenim? It's a machlokas that Be'ez Hashem will talk about in the next masechta. But that's the so it says by charamim. It says stam cherem by. It's in the Rambam Perek Vav. We'll read it if there's time later. Says the Gemara now. So it says the lashon of lo yigael by meiser. It says the lashon of lo yigael by charamim. So ma lahalan mechira imo. Just like by charamim, there's an iser cherem because there by charamim it says lo yimacher v'lo yigael. Rashi quotes the pasuk. Af kan mechirimo. So to here it only says lo yigael, but we assume it also means that you're not allowed to sell it. So that is the first try. Rav Chinna in the name of Rav or Rav Yochanan. Says it's compared to cherem. So the Gemara says, "Amar le Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak, l'Rav Huna b'rei d'Rav Yoshua, mufnei." You need to say in this gzeirah shava that the words are extra. De'ilo mufnei, because if it's not extra, we know there are different strengths of gzeirah shavas. A gzeirah shava mufnei is the strongest type of gzeirah shava. You can't ask any kashas on that. Even if you have kashas in terms of, how can you compare these two cases? If it's mufne, if it's open, the psukim are extra, and that's why you're allowed to compare, So that's a very strong Zera Shava, and it will survive problems. If it's Eino Mufne, if it's not extras, then we can knock out Zera Shavas. So, the Gemara says, this one, you gotta say is Mufne. The Lo Mufne, because it's not Mufne, then I can knock it out. Igal Mifrach, I could ask, Malach Haramim, Shkin Chalam Alakol. Haramim are different than Meiser, because Haramim are Chal on everything. What does everything mean? Rashi has two deus, even on Kudshim. If I have a carbon and I say I want to give this carbon as a cheirim, I then have to evaluate the carbon and pay that amount of money to the mikdash or to the kohanim. Besides giving the carbon. So cheirim can be chal on a carbon. Masha'en kein, cheirim can be chal on bechor. If you say the cheirim of meiser, meiser is meiser. I'm sorry, meiser cannot be chal on another carbon. Cheirim can be chal on a carbon, meiser cannot be chal on a carbon, number one. Number two, cheirim can be chal on your whole herd. And meiser is only chal on the 10th one. Or on the 9th and the 11th, if you make a little mistake. But either way, that's so you could have asked that question. That's what you have to say is mufne. So Gemara says, la'ai. It's true. Afnuye mufne. It is mufne. How is it mufne? So now we're about to try three ways that we're trying to think how it's mufne. So, lo yamar v'lo yigal b'charamim v'yigmar mimaiser. The phrase lo yigal b'ch is extra b'charamim. Why? Because you could have just learned the halachas of cheirim from maiser. Ma maiser kadosh v'eino nigal. Just like by maiser, it's kadosh and it cannot be redeemed. Af charamim kadosh v'eino nigalim. So the charamim are kadosh and they cannot be redeemed. So v'lo yigal d'chazer rachman alam ali. So why does it say the phrase v'lo yigal b'charamim le'afnuyei? What is it? It's to be mufnet, to teach me this extra lashon of lo yimacher, but to meiser. So Gemara says, one second, ikal mifrach. It's not extra. The phrase lo yigal is not extra by charamim. Ikal mifrach, mala meiser, shken kadosh lefan of alacharov. Right? Meiser has an amazing quality that its makadish was before and after it. The 9th animal, the 11th animal, if you made a mistake in the counting. So lo yigal is not extra. So the guy says, yeah, no, it is extra. Try number two. Ela lo yamaliga b'charamim v'yigmar b'bechor. We just try to say it's extra because you're going to learn it from Meiser. Now we have another try. No, it's extra and therefore you're going to learn it from bechor. Ma bechor kadosh ve'eno nigal av charamim kadosh ve'eno nigalim. Just like bechor is kadosh, it cannot be redeemed, so to charamim. So there you go, the kaz of Rachman Olam. Ali lafnuya, it's extra. So the guy said, no, that also doesn't work. Ikal mifrach ma le bechor shken kedushas amirachem. Bechor also has a chumrah. So again, what are we trying to do? We're trying to say that there's an extra phrase, and the extra phrase teaches me the Isser Mechira by Meiser. So we just tried to say that their extra phrase is by Charamim, because you could have learned Charamim either from Meiser or from Bechor. We knocked both of those out. So we're going to try to find a different place where there's an extra phrase. Third try. Elolo Yomar Lo Yigael B'Meiser. Maybe the extra phrase is by the Meiser side of it, not by the Charamim side of it. It's extra by Meiser, and you can just learn from Bechor. Ma Bechor kadosh v'eino nigal, af Meiser kadosh v'eino nigal. Lo yigal d'kazer rachmana b'meiser lama lilaf nuye. So maybe the extra phrase is by Meiser, because you could have learned that from Bechor. So again, the Gemara says, v'yakati no, b'meiser nami lo, mufne, digal mifraket brachinon. What do you mean? You can ask the same kasha that you said that you can't learn Bechor to Cherem, you also can't learn Bechor to Meiser, because Bechor is kadosh mirachem. So you're still stuck. So the Gemara says, okay, v'havarta kray yiseirehu. No, maybe that word v'havarta is extra though. Fine, lo yigael is not extra, maybe v'havarta is extra. So the Gemara says, Bechor nami nelef g'ula g'ula mecharamim. So, one second, that's extra, and therefore, let's go back for a step. Vavarta Kray Seiruhu, that's a statement. That's extra, and therefore, you have an extra pasuk, so it's mufne, and therefore you can learn the Isra Mechira to Meiser. But now the Gemara says, once we say we're comparing Bechor and Meiser, so why don't you say it the other way? Bechor Nami Nelef Gula Gula Mecharamim. If you learn Meiser from Charamim for the Isra Mechira, so why don't you learn Bechor from Charamim for the Isra Mechira? So Gemara says, no, to Meiser Mufne, to Bechor Lo Mufne. Meiser had the extra phrase. Bechor did not. So Gemara says, why is that? Umay Chazis de lo tifte de Bechor le gufe. U de Meiser la afnuye. You're comparing Bechor and Meiser. So one is there for the Iker, and one is extra. So why do you say that the one by Bechor is there le gufe, and the one by Meiser is extra to teach me the Isser Mechira by Meiser? V'yema de Meiser le gufe, de Bechor la afnuye. Maybe the one by Meiser has to be written, and then the one by Bechor is extra, and then you'll have an Isser Mechira by Bechor. So Gemara says, no, done in ge'ula mi ge'ula, ve'ein done in pidiya mi ge'ula. No, it's better to compare the same exact words in Gzeira Shava, and therefore, cheirem and meiser have the same words. and therefore it's better to compare them. So Gemara says, "My nafgamina, do you have to really be so exact when you're learning Zera Shavas?" Vaha, right, this is quoted many times. See on the side, it's like 10 times. Vaha tana devar Bishmal. Bishmal says, you don't have to be so exact in Zera Shavas. Vishav ha-kohen uba ha-kohen. The kohen comes in and goes out by Mitzorah. Zuhi shiva zuhi bia. And we compare the going in and the going out of the kohen. So you see, you don't have to be so exact. Shiva and bia are compared to Zera Shavas. Says the Gemara, yeah, hani mili hecha deleka de damile, will suffice to have gzeira shava with the best that we could do. If you have no better choice, then you compare two words that are not the same. Aval ika de damile, mi de damile yafinon. But if you have similar words, it's better to learn it from what is similar. Period. There's two more lines and then we'll stop. Valeilof bechar ha'avara ha'avar mimaiser. Okay. So fine, you're not going to learn anything, you're not going to learn Bechor from Cherem. So why don't you just learn, now that you know there's an Isser Mechira by Meiser, so why don't you learn Bechor from Meiser? To ha Meiser, na mi gamar gula gula mi charamim, because you already know it by Meiser. So Gemara says, no, mi eit rachmana gare charamim. Who? Who velo Bechor? By charamim we have a miyat word. Who? It is, has an Isser Mechira, but Bechor does not. Vehema hu velo Meiser. Why do you exclude Bechor and not Meiser? Meiser geula kamoso. No, Meiser has the same word. Lo yigael. So therefore, we compare Meiser and exclude Bechor instead of the other way. Period. Ad kan. Source number one for learning the Isser Mechira by Meiser. The source number one is learning it from charamim. There is an important Tosfos in Maseches Temura about our case. We know that the first few blad in Temura discuss the Machlokas Abaya and Rava relating to the topic of Kol Milsa Davar Rachmana Lo Sev Ed Yavin Mahani Yavin Lo Mahani. The Torah tells you not to do something and you try to do it. Does it work? The Torah tells a Kohen, don't marry a Grusha. If he does, it works. They're married. The Kohen tells a person not to marry his daughter-in-law. If he does, it doesn't work. Right? So why does one, they're both Usher, one's an Isser Karis, one's an Isser Lav, but why does one work, why does one not work? The Torah says, right, many things the Torah says not to do. Does it work, does it not work? So the Gemara there goes through all the different cases. And by the end of the Vavam and Aleph, the Gemara basically proved in all these cases, there's no Machlokas. This is a special Gzeiras HaKasav, according to this opinion. This is a special Gzeiras HaKasav. So the Gemara says at the end of the day, V'hashtu deshanin on kol hani shinuye, d'abai v'rava, but my pligi. So what's the Machlokas between them, if everybody agrees? So Tosfos says, "V'kasha l'Rabbeinu Baruch." I have a case, right? The Amaylo Kamar depligi b'hachi kigon impada b'char o meiser o charamim lo mahani l'kulei alma. If you're poda b'char o meiser, it doesn't work. That's what the Chinuch quoted before. If I try to be poda or sell one of these, it doesn't work. Our issue, but according to Abaya, you're not going to get Malkus for that. Try. Why? Because that's a bias whole svara. Lo mahani, because, I'm sorry, dekiva de lo mahani, de hachi amar abaya leel, de hechad lo mahani, lo lucky. A bias whole svara is, you're only going to get malchus when you accomplish something. If you don't accomplish anything, you're not going to get malchus. Why should you get malchus for not accomplishing anything? So that's a bias svara throughout the Gemara. Rava there says, even if you don't accomplish something, you're still going to get malchus. So Rava should say, maybe in this case, well, you try to redeem a bechor, or meiser, maybe that should be enough nafkamina between them whether you're going to get malchus or not. That's Tosfos' suggestion, the Tzarechian. Doesn't answer it. Tosfos asked that question from Maseches Temura, Davam and Aleph, Tosfos on the bottom. He does not answer the question. But that's a big sugya. Maybe we'll have a shiur on that next week. We'll see. On Kol Milsa Davar Rachmana. Fascinating discussion relating to Abaya and Rava. Okay, either way, that is source number one. Source number two, Rava Amar. Four lines from the bottom. Lo yigal decharamim lo tzarech. Forget Xer Shava. You just have an extra phrase. Lo yigael by charamim, you don't need to say that by a cherem that it cannot be redeemed. Why? De isnu hecha. Where is the item that you're saying, oh, you're going to redeem it, and the Torah says you can't redeem it? What mitzias are you talking about? E be bailim, if it's still in the owner of the bailim, heklish ninu, then it's kedushas aguf, and you can't redeem it. Rashi says, the last line, ve'eno bepetia. Right? Question what exactly Rashi means, but not for now. Ebay Kohen Chulininu. If you still have it, it's hektish. If you already gave it to the Kohen, then it loses its Kedusha, it's Chulin. It's only a Cheirim getting to the Kohen. Once it goes to the Kohen, then it belongs to the Kohen, to Tanya. As the Brisa says in Erechin, Charamim, calls Man Sheva Beis Bailam Harein Kehektos Chol Devrayim. While there is still in the owner's house, they're hektish. Shenem Marko Cheirim Kodesh Kadashim Hu Lashem. Nesan on the Kohen, Harein Kehulun Chol Devrayim. Once you give it to the Kohen, it's like Chulin. Shenem Marko Cheirim Yisrael Chol Yiyem. So what's the phrase? What's the pasuk talking about? By charamim, don't redeem it. There's never a mitzvah that you can redeem it. So lo yigael the kazer achwan alam ali. So why does the Torah say lo yigael when it comes to charam? Imeno inyan lecharamim taneo inyan lemaiser. So because you don't need it by charamim, put it by maiser. So again, source number one was gzeira shava between maiser and charamim. Source number two here is an imeno inyan. You have an extra phrase by charamim that doesn't teach us anything there, so we're allowed to use. Using one of the mitas hatorah and addresses by him, the principle of im eino inyan to throw it to meiser. Period. Eima taneo linyan bachar. Why don't you throw it to bachar? Why meiser? Meiser gula kamoso. Something we said before. Meiser has the same word used. Period. Number three, the third and final source. Ravashi Amar lo yigael de meiser lo yimacher hu. Forget comparing it. Forget bringing something in. It says lo yigael by meiser. That means don't sell it. Doesn't only mean don't redeem it. It means don't sell it. Amar Ravashi Minamin. How do I know that? That lo yigael here means even don't sell it. Dichsiv. Because the pasuk says, Vahehu smaraso yeh kodesh lo yigael. Right, the pasuk, as we quoted before, compares Timura and the Isser of Geula, whatever that means. Right, by Meiser. So, Emasai Ose Timura Mechayim. Timura is only accomplished when the animal is alive. Emasai Eno Nigal Mechayim. Only when it's alive. Hala achar shchita, mashma, that after shchita, nigal. It can be nigal. Gemara says, one second, how can it be nigal after shchita? Ha boy, ha madav aracha. It needs to be, as we've said before, it has to be stood up and evaluated. And after shchita, it can be. It cannot be. So you cannot say that. The word lo yigal here means regular geula. El shvami no, lo yigal lo yimacher hu. And let's be talking about a separate isser of selling meiser, not redeeming it. So the Gemara says, one second. Ho nichal man damar kachim is be'achayi b'chal hamad v'aracha. This whole limud works if you say there's a requirement for hamad v'aracha by kachim is be'ach. El man damar kachim is be'ach lo hayi b'chal hamad v'aracha megal meimar. But we're back to the original question. If you say there is no need for hamad v'aracha, because then lo yigal can be taken literally. Even though the animal's dead, you could still be podit. So Gemara says, no, anan hachi kamrinin. According to that opinion, this is what we'll darshan. Miika de michayim lo mifrak, alach hashchita mifrak. Do you ever have something that while it's alive, it cannot be redeemed? And after shchita, it can be redeemed? Doesn't make sense. So therefore, again, lo yigal can't be taken literally, it must be lo yimacher. So Gemara says, why not? Alamalo, why not? Michayim, it could be, while it's alive, da alima kedusha say, where it has a very strong kedusha lo mifrak. It cannot be redeemed. La'achar shchita, but after it's shechted, to oculate kedusha, say mifrak. Maybe it can't be redeemed yet. Why is that such a crazy logic? And therefore, what you're saying is such a crazy logic, and therefore, lo yigal can't be taken literally, it must mean lo yimacher. Why is that such a crazy logic? Maybe it means it's more cool, kalmel. Where I said, no. Well, kol dechenu, it's a kol shekin that it's a problem. Uma mechayim de'olim lemitfis pidyono lo mifrach, mechayim, where something, it's stronger. Usually, the stronger, the kedusha, it could be transferred. If you have something very weak, it's not transferable. Something significant could be transferred. So while it's alive, and yet we still don't allow it. Right? You're going to say it can be parik when it's so weak? It can't be. And therefore, lo yigal can't mean it can't be redeemed because it can't be redeemed anyway. So, lo yigal, lo yimachar hu. So that's why we know lo yigal must mean lo yimachar cannot be sold. So three sources that we have on this daf for the iser of meiser being basically a unique carbon in this way. Unique carbon, even more than Bechar, the Isra Mechira. Says the Gemara, V'lichta Rechmana lo yimacher. So why didn't the Torah just say lo yimacher? Would have solved all of these problems. We wouldn't have to have Bechar's Daflamid base, right? If we just said that in the Torah. The Gemara says, no, V'kasav Rechmana lo yimacher. If we would have only said that, then I would have said that's the Isser. Hava Amina is davunehu delo mizdavin to ka'avid uvdin dechol. I would have thought you only cannot sell it. Because selling it is something you do with like, Kulin animals. Aval ifruke mifrach. But why can't you redeem it? To aili dumb of lagdash, you're paying the base on migdash. So I would have thought you're allowed to be goel it. Lachi kazrachman alo yigael. Dolo is davune mizdavin. Velo ifruke mifrach. That's why I say both, to say that they are all included. Okay, Perry, let's just read the Mishnah and then we will stop. Says the Mishnah. Beishamay omer mo yimani yisrael amakoin lubachar. Beishamay says, a Kohen is not allowed to invite over a Yisrael to enjoy even a Bechor Balmum with him. Cannot. That's Beis Shammai Shita. Beis Hillel Matirin Va'afilu Oved Kochavim. Beis Hillel says, allowed even for a non-Jew, once it gets a balmum and you shecht it, it is like chulin. There is a Tosfos Yantif on the Mishnayos who says that usually it doesn't say here that you sell it to a guy, even though it says by other karbanos you can, because since it had kedusha, it's chaviv to the Jews. They wouldn't sell it. But in terms of inviting one over, me'ikar adin, it would be mutter. Okay, and the Gemara goes through the sources now for the machlok, Beis Shammai, and Beis Hillel. Okay, we'll stop here. And I'll show everybody to have a good Shabbos, and we will continue on Sunday, Yeshem LeMikra a little bit, Yeshem LeMisora, putting a mum on Karbanas. That comes up in a couple of days.